This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Shout out to the National Coalition of Black Civic Participation at the 40th annual gala last night. Tom, one of the folks there, Reverend C.T. Vivian, that brother is 92.
That was a great picture, Roland.
92, Tom. Black does not crack.
Oh, wow.
The boy looked like he's 61.
The boy.
Wait, when you're 92, they don't call you young. They don't call you that.
Young man.
They don't say young man. The brother looked young. So shout out to him and also the National Society of Black Engineers. I'm speaking to them on Saturday in Charlotte. It's going to be a lot of smart people in the room, Jay. I'll give some tips when I come
black
back.
Black IT, get them rolling. Get them.
So speaking to them as well. So speaking with me being in Charlotte, of course, North Carolina is a huge, huge battleground state. Of course, President Obama won North Carolina by 14,100 votes, 2008, narrowly lost in 2012. Tom, they've been trying to strike black folks from the voting rolls there, just like in Georgia. I'd be glad when some of these black Republicans open their damn mouths and call a party out, but that's another day. Joining us, of course, right now is Reverend William Barber, head of the North Carolina NAACP Conference.
My man.
They are busy trying to get folks registered. Yesterday was National Voter Registration Day all across the country. Reverend Barbara, how's the effort going there in North Carolina, which is the 21st century Alabama?
Indeed it is, and good morning to both all of you. Man, we're pushing and fighting. You know, Monday night we had another one of our tours, the Mall March to the Poor tours. We're doing 16 of these across the nation. We now have right at 1,200 faith centers that we've organized, Jews, Christians, Muslims, that are committed to turn out their constituencies. And actually on Monday night, we also connected this to the issue in Charlotte, and we said, listen, if you're concerned about videos not being released, remember our governor signed the law to withhold the videos. Governors get elected. If you're concerned about prosecutors, prosecuting cops that engage in wrongful killing, prosecutors get elected. And we're starting to connect the dots and say to people all of these things, so, you know, you have to be deeply concerned about it. I'm looking forward to you and Tom coming down here. We're turning out, you know, we have 11 African HBCUs in North Carolina. And we've won. I said the other day, Roland, we've won and fought them and beat them on voter suppression. So I tell folks now, we better vote now. Somebody questioned me, Roland, and said, you should say we must vote. I said, that's not what my mama told me when I was cutting up. She said, you better stop. You know, when I was outside doing something, she said, boy, you better get in here. So what I'm saying to folks across North Carolina, when somebody tries to take your right to vote, and then they take your health care, and then they deny you living wages, and then they cut money for public education and give it to private schools, then they withhold videos, we better vote now. We better vote now. And that's what we're saying across the state.
And what we're looking at, even in North Carolina, they saw record turnout in the last two presidential elections. Yep. And a normal person would say, great, democracy in action. Republicans in North Carolina said, oh, hell no, we got to slow this down.
And you know, that's exactly what they said. And I'm a preacher, but that's exactly what they said. Hell no. Because today, when the Shelby decision came down, the same day, one of the senators said, now that the headache has been removed, we can do what we want to do. And that's when they went after every piece of the law, every voting policy that we had won in the civil rights community to increase the vote. North Carolina went from one of the lowest states to the fourth highest per capita, and 70% of African Americans. And they went after that by trying to undermine same-day registration, early voting. They also passed, and Roland, you and I have talked about this, the worst redistricting plan. We call it the courts called it apartheid redistricting. Apartheid redistricting. Mm-hmm. And so we are in a battle, and the reason is that they know that they can't win if we're operative. You know, over 60% of the people now want Medicaid expansion. The governor now is down to something like 35%, 40% in popularity in the polls. The legislature is like 19%. So now all that has to happen is for blacks, progressive whites and Latinos to get together, and we can have a massive day and a major day at the polls.
Hillary Clinton obviously realizes that. She was back in North Carolina on yesterday. She was there 2 weeks ago. She was there before she actually fell ill. They plan on actually having circa 3 more there this week. Clearly, Democrats see an opportunity there, and that's why you're actually seeing this. Let's talk about this initiative, because you want to push folks. You want a massive turnout for early voting.
On early voting, the first day. Now, we've also had to fight the fact that once the courts agreed with us, the Republican Party sent out a letter telling their operatives who were at the Board of Election to pass policies that reflected Republican values as opposed to what the courts had said. So we've been fighting to make sure we hold on to Sunday voting and fighting to make sure we have as many sites as possible for early voting. But here's what we're saying. If they don't have a 2, on the first day, we ought to march to those 2. And the next day, we ought to march to those 2. And the next day, we ought to march to those 2. Because you can register and vote on the same day. We ought to. So we're calling for campuses, along with you and Tom, to massively engage in a way like we haven't seen, you know, since really the 60s. I'm saying that if we've got people in the street in Charlotte protesting over a very questionable a shooting, then we ought to have people in the street going to the polls from the first day of early voting all the way to the end to November.
I heard from a friend in Atlanta who said that they were hearing rumors from college students in Atlanta, black college students at HBCUs in Atlanta, mm-hmm. that they were not going to vote.
Tom, that's real. And I'm talking about, I've heard the exact same thing coming out of Florida, coming out of Pennsylvania. What I've been hearing, folks, they've been saying, Reverend Barber, I'm not excited by Hillary Clinton. And look, we can survive Trump. And then you're hearing that. And then folks talk about Gary Johnson and Jill Stein as well. But when you hear that, it's like, are you paying attention to the actual issues?
Yeah, right. Are you paying attention to history and the current issue? I mean, you can survive cancer, but you'd rather not have it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can survive, but you can also die from it. And the reality is we need to look, black people have always had to make a decision. I had to tell an adult the other day. They said, well, Jesus. I said, Jesus ain't on the ballot. You don't elect kings. So let's don't even come with that kind of stuff talking to me. And they said, well, you know, we just need to stand still and see the side. I said, no, that was Moses getting scared when the people were coming against him. The Lord said, what's in your hand? Well, you have a voting card in your hand. What's on the ballot? Who's going to determine the next 4 members of the Supreme Court? It was the Supreme Court that gave us our ultimate victory in voting rights. What's on the ballot? You have a man running that's telling us in our face, if you elect me, I'm going to take your health care. That's 3 million black people that will lose their health care and 20 million Americans. You have people running saying, if you elect me, I already think the minimum wage is too high, so don't even think I'm going to raise it to 15.
Yeah, but also, Donald Trump has made it perfectly clear, if you elect me, my response to healing the racial divide in America is law and order.
George Wallace Southern Strategy.
Forget the Department of Justice investigating any shooting or any police department 4 years under Trump. That's just a reality.
And what about those district attorneys that are going to be on the ballot and all the others in terms of your local
government?
Got to
vote for them.
Exactly. Listen, in North Carolina, for instance, we're electing DAs, we're electing county commissioners, we're electing every member of the North Carolina General Assembly, we're electing a senator, we're electing every member of the United States Congress, and a president, and a governor, and a lieutenant governor, and every member of the Senate. This is the heavy stuff.
When's the deadline for registering if you're going to vote in this election in North Carolina?
Well, the registration deadline is up 25 days before the election. But, Tom, here's the deal about North Carolina. We won same-day registration early voting. So if you miss that, you can go and register on the same day.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Reverend William Barber, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right.
That's
bye-bye.
My man right there, William Barber.
Makes you mad. You hear black
get
person.
Get the hell up. Get registered. Get
vote. I ain't going
to
vote.
Wow, can he get you to church too, Tom?
Well.
Okay.
Well, Sam.
Yeah, he got, I got to go to TV. He got power, but he ain't got that much power.
When I go,
he's
I
a reverend.